get your day started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabir Sheikh Yasser. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
Welcome back to Breakfast 91.3 FM. If you have just joined us, it's Breakfast with Gulam and Sabria, all the way through until 9 o'clock this morning. Now, the Ministry of Health in the Holy Kingdom announced that all external pilgrims wishing to perform Hajj in 2021 is to obtain two doses of WHO-approved vaccines for COVID-19. However, what does this mean for our aspiring Hujjaj? Online to furnish us with further details is none other than the President of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, Shaheen Esop. As always, Assalamu alaikum, lovely chatting to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for the opportunity. And I do apologize for yesterday, but you know, we take every public holiday as an opportunity to be on a golf course.
No problem. Shaheen, back to business quickly. What exactly does this mean for South African Hujjaj?
Well, I think it's, not only for South African Hujjaj, but for Hujjaj from around the world. It's quite intriguing that the Ministry of Health has come out with those particular requirements, based on the fact that they obviously are very concerned about curtailing, an additional spread of COVID. I think that, first of all, remember that we haven't received official notification from this. The notification came through the Middle Eastern press, namely the Saudi Gazette. And, I've noted, someone posting a notice from the Ministry of Health on social media. Mm. But I think the key that we need to understand is that Saudi Arabia is going to do everything within their power to make sure that they are not going to be the cause of either a third wave or an extensive, reincarnation of a pandemic. And that is why they're putting all these measures into place. Now, based on these measures, the Ministry of Hajj and, the Ministry of the Interior and Ministry of Foreign Affairs from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia obviously have to digest this and work out if they're going to be able to manage, a full quota or a percentage of the quota or something to that effect. And once that is all known to us, they will obviously then communicate the same to every country around the world.
Yeah. Now, Shaheen, if you were to look at, you just mentioned that that wasn't an official, correspondence that was sent to the South African Hajj and Umrah Council and that you're still waiting on that. What was the last correspondence from the kingdom? I mean, we're heading into the month of Ramadan now, are there any plans that is being spoken about at this point?
The last correspondence from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia was last year pre-Hajj, where they basically informed us that Hajj was not going to take place for any external Hujjaj. We've not received any official notification from them. We're in constant contact with them on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. And all we get told is, inshallah, soon. Information will become available soon. Mm. There's nothing else we can do. We've just got to wait because, remember, we are the recipients of this quota. We are the recipients of all the information that comes from the kingdom and the rules and the laws that apply to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for the performing of Hajj. And therefore, we have to be patient in this regard. Whilst I understand, and we're very, very concerned about the fact that time is of the essence. And remember, not only us again, we talk to other people from around the world. We talk to the people in the UK. We talk to the people in Malaysia. Everybody is concerned about the delay that is currently taking place. But it's understandable. Understandable because we sit with a pandemic. We don't know how this pandemic is going to play out, especially third wave coming through now. You look at Europe, and Europe is entering into that, Spain, Italy, etc. You look at countries like ours, for example, where the vaccine may not be readily available, to the public until possibly the third quarter of this year. That renders us in a very, very peculiar situation. We've written to the, Islamic Medical Association to try and speak to, Karim and others involved in this whole, process. We're not asking for special favor for the Muslim people, but we're asking for a timeline so that we can gauge this timeline and we can work according to it. And I think that is going to be the important factor.
Mm. Salam Shaheen, just in terms of what you've mentioned, of course, like you say, you're still waiting, obviously, the official plans from the Holy Kingdom with regards to what exactly our quota would be, etc. But I think what many are wondering at this point in time is, obviously, the Hujjaj that were accredited for last year didn't make it to the Holy Kingdom. In terms of, the intricacies, how will Sahuk be rolling it out should we receive that quota?
Well, we've got petition before where we've discussed it and we've said last year already that when we did the deaccreditation of Hujjaj, everybody went back into the queue according to their date and time of application. Mm. And that way, nobody is prejudiced in any specific manner. I think transparency, equitability, and fairness in this whole process needs to be brought to book as well. Because if an applicant had basically applied in 2012, and for whatever reason that applicant had deferred prior to an announcement being made on COVID, for example, the applicant was accredited and deferred, then that applicant stands early in the queue by comparison to an applicant who was accredited in date 2015, call it July or August, and that applicant now gets preference. I think date and time priority is still the key in this whole situation, and the mere fact that Hajj did not take place last year, we must just basically, keep that at bay. It's unfortunate. It's not Saud's doing. It's not the Hujjaj's doing. It's not the operator's doing. It's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. And therefore, in order to maintain a fair, transparent, and equitable process, we have to go according to our date and time priority. Obviously, if the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia comes up and says vaccines are mandatory and, this is going to be the quota, there are some people in this country and there are people who are on our application list who are residing in other countries around the world. We have to look at those situations and say, can we possibly send them? Mm. These are the things that we have to grapple with at the time when we receive that information. Right now it's speculation and we're not going to base our preparations on speculation.
Now, I know you referred to the IMA, and just with regards to the vaccine and the acquisition of vaccines, of course, it's been, somewhat of a slow rollout program here in South Africa. Should we receive that quota and obviously SAHOK start, making headway with preparations in terms of the acquisition of those vaccines for Hujjaj, any ideas to how that would be done?
I can't answer that because we don't have any notification whether there will be a process that, Hujjaj will be given preference. I'll just allude you to something that I'm privy to. The South African Society for Travel Medicines had basically written to our government and asked them, not only from a perspective of pilgrims, but other business people who want to travel abroad and need to travel abroad, which is meaningful to the economics of South Africa. There wasn't even an acknowledgement of receipt of that particular communication. So we must understand that we are not asking for preference and we cannot ask for preference because the minute we do that, the Muslim community will be ostracized out of the South African process. And we need to be very clear on that particular perspective.
Shaheen, just before we wrap up, we've got about 2 minutes or so. Any update with regards to the outstanding monies that was owed to Hujjaj? We remember the last time we spoke whether there were some operators, that didn't come to the table. There were some operators that also didn't perhaps have all the money at hand to pay out all the Hujjaj. Any update with regards to that?
That is still ongoing, and the operators that, failed to perform are basically going through a process, in terms of our disciplinary process internally. And inshallah, we should have some, some results sooner rather than later.
Inshallah, we'll definitely be keeping our eye out on that one. Shaheen Esab, the president of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, talking to us about the Hajj vaccine and the entry protocol for 1442 or 2021, the Hajj season.